Good morning. Thank you for coming to our briefing on the business results. Now, let me begin. First is the overview of the performance, starting out with external environment. This year, we have seen a progression of global economic downturn. We have experienced foreign exchange fluctuation, which was rapid, and major rise in the value of the yen. There was a sharp rise in raw material prices and infrastructure costs, such as electricity and gas charges. That was the environment we were in. Next is the results summary. For the fiscal year ending March 2009, sales and operating income both declined year-on-year. Net profit and operating profit went down, and we have recorded an extraordinary loss associated with restructuring. As a result, we have recorded a net loss of 20.6 billion yen. Compared with the previous projections, sales were lower, but operating income exceeded the projected figures. Because of the deteriorating business confidence and the impact of unfavorable exchange rates, all segments saw a decline in both sales and income year-on-year. The sales were impacted by the business handover and exchange rates by the amount shown on this slide, and the actual sales declined as well by 7.5% year-on-year. As for the inventory assets, it may look small because of the impact of the exchange rates, but the actual inventory assets at the term end were more than 10 billion yen higher than the end of the previous fiscal year. Summarizing this year's performance, net sales was 459.3 billion yen, operating income was 13.8 billion yen, ordinary income was 12 billion yen, and we recorded a net loss of 20.6 billion yen. The exchange rates are as written on the slide, and both our sales and income declined year-on-year. In comparison to the previous projections, sales were lower, but income was higher. Next is the performance by business segment. Both sales and operating income were heavily impacted by the exchange rates. All segments have seen a decline in both sales and operating income. Net sales were impacted by business handover by 14.3 billion yen, as well as exchange rates by 34.9 billion yen, as you can see at the bottom. However, even if we discount those factors, there still remains a decline in net sales by 40.3 billion yen, decrease year-on-year by  7.5%. All of the segments aside from the musical instruments recorded operating losses. Compared with the previous projections, because of the cutdown in expenses and effect in price increase taking place, there was a slight increase in operating income. Let's take a look segment by segment, starting with musical instruments. Taking a look at the fourth quarter first, after January, sales slowed down not only in North America and Japan, which were already sluggish, but also in Europe and emerging markets. China continued to perform well for the fourth quarter. Discounting the impact of exchange rates, actual sales were down 6.2% on the same period of the previous year, including 1.9 billion yen sales by newly consolidated subsidiaries. As for the operating income, because of the cut in expenses as well as effects of price increases initiative taken in each region, it went slightly upward. The inventory increased slightly to the previous projections. Full year results are as you see on this slide. Discounting the impact of exchange rates and including 5.1 billion yen sales by newly consolidated subsidiaries, sales fell 1.7% year-on-year, which placed us in a severe difficulty. Especially to note is North America, which fell by 16% in the net sales. Europe was able to keep almost the same level as last year. Japan fell by 2% in net sales. Emerging markets, including China, steadily grew during this period. When you look by the product category, piano sales decreased in volume in regions such as United States or in Japan. On the other hand, products like PA, guitar, and electronic drums saw an increase in the actual sales. As for the operating income, because of the decline in sales as well as the impact of exchange rates and material price hikes, it fell significantly, resulting in 19.2 billion yen in operating income. This slide shows sales by region in graphs. You see the blocks in the bar according to the quarters, first quarter starting from the bottom. Just like the past reference materials, written in red in the parentheses are actual year-on-year changes, discounting the impact of exchange rates. As I have mentioned earlier, Japan posted a full-year performance of -2% because of big drop in third and fourth quarters. North America recorded an overall decline of 16% in the year, and it also saw a big drop in third and fourth quarters. Europe saw a good start in the first quarter, but some countries, mainly in Germany, had seen a slowdown. It recovered for a while in the third quarter, but the market decelerated again after the new year. Including the newly consolidated subsidiaries, the results overall were flat at 99%. As you can see here, China saw a slowdown in the third quarter. Our company has repeatedly been saying that we will aim at and have accomplished 20% growth yearly. However, last term, we posted only 15% growth. As for the other or emerging markets, though the trend of slowdown has become more evident as quarters pass by, it was able to record 9% growth overall. When you take a look at the pie chart on the bottom of the right, you may recall me previously saying that China and emerging markets, Europe, US, and Japan contribute 1/4 of the hardware sales respectively. However, because of the drop in North America last term, the weight of Europe and other regions have increased. Looking at the sales by product category, piano saw a slowdown due to the macroeconomic downturn. Medium to high-end products, especially products made in Japan, struggled. On the other hand, in China, which is the growth market, it posted continuous growth primarily selling made-in-China products. Overall, there was a progression of struggle by high-end products and unit price decrease. We saw a very severe situation in both Japan and the United States, but Europe was stable, and there was continuous growth in China. You see the volume chart at the bottom, and you can tell that China saw growth in volume. Next are digital musical instruments. Electrones in Japan, as well as digital pianos and portable keyboards in North America, saw sluggish sales, leading to overall decline year-on-year. Synthesizers, especially high-end Motif series, saw a large-scale slowdown in the U.S. as well as in Europe. However, as I have mentioned in our midterm results, we have launched a new high-end model portable keyboard in Europe. This model is steadily growing and contributing to sales. Wind instrument is shown on the bottom left. We saw a sales slowdown in North America. The decline became evident after the autumn of last year. The sales were sluggish in Europe, China, as well as Asia, and in Japan, there was a decrease in the demand for individual uses. Because of that, there was a global decline on the volume basis. Though wind instruments had been growing relatively steadily, we are now seeing global slowdown in these products. Going on to the right to string and percussion instruments. Acoustic guitar sales were robust in all markets except Japan. As we have been saying, we intend to grow electric acoustic guitar sales. In the U.S., it showed especially strong sales and established an increasing share and presence in the market. Electronic drum sales continued to grow, particularly in North America. However, acoustic drum sales stagnated. In the middle is professional audio equipment. It has been negatively affected by macroeconomic situation. The volume of delivery in PA equipment has fallen, and in addition to that, the scale of delivery has also shrunk. Our mainstay digital mixer products have also been affected and sales have come down. In the PAs sold through music instruments shop, MIPA route as we call it, its sales decelerated in the latter half. However, in the full year results, it remained flat as the previous year. In the overall category, with the newly consolidated Nexo company, we have achieved increase in sales. You see on the slide the information which I have explained. Next is AVIT segment. The results of the fourth quarter are on this slide, and we saw a decline in both sales and operating income year on year. Comparing the results to the previous projections, it was decrease in sales and slight increase in operating income. Actual sales discounting effect of exchange rate declined by 15.5% from the same period of the previous year. In North America and Europe, the actual sales fell by double-digit figures compared to the same period of last year, putting us into a very severe situation. Operating income was slightly up from the previous projections, thanks to reduction in expenses. We could say that it is in line with previous projections. Actual year-end inventories were in line with the previous projections, discounting the impact of exchange rates, and lower than the same period of the previous year. Looking at the full year results, sales declined year-on-year, and operating loss was recorded. Actual sales, which discount the impact of exchange rates, fell 9.9% year-on-year. Actual sales of AV equipment were down 14% in North America, and particularly to note is decline of a severe 16% in Europe. In terms of products, sales of front surround systems did well in the Japanese market. Online karaoke equipment sales continued to decline. Sales of conferencing systems, regrettably, were way below expectations. Moving on to the electronic devices. As I have explained in the previous briefing session, this segment refers to semiconductor business itself now. The fourth quarter results saw a decline in both sales and income year-on-year. Sales were lower than previous projections, while income was higher. Domestic mobile phone market slowed down, which led to sluggish business. We have taken initiatives to adjust production, especially in the fourth quarter, to get to appropriate inventory levels. However, despite our efforts, the actual year-end inventories were twice the level of the previous term. Looking at the full-year results, demand for LSIs in the mobile phones has slowed down more than we had expected. There was less demand in the mobile phone itself in the Japanese market. In the overseas market, there was a further shift to software. Amusement market was sluggish, which led to decline in the sales of our products. In the digital amplifiers, we could not develop and launch products which exactly match the needs of our customers. That is what we mean by delay in the development. We wanted to recover more in this segment, but we have only been able to stall the sales levels at the similar level with last year. As for silicon microphone products, as our company has announced recently, we have decided to cancel the launch altogether due to severe conditions. As a result, we have posted 2.5 billion yen in operating losses. Lifestyle-related products. In the fourth quarter, sales and operating income decreased both in year-on-year basis as well as against previous projections. New housing starts from January had decreased and the level was approximately 80% of the same period of the previous year. Due to deterioration in the market, our system kitchen and bathroom sales were sluggish. Bad debt losses were incurred in the amount of 300 million yen. Excluding that factor, operating income was close to zero. Under such circumstances, we have decided to further pursue the path of selection and concentration in this segment, leading us to discontinue sales of kerosene water heaters and boilers. Taking a look at the full year results, sales and income declined year-on-year. Housing starts were announced yesterday, and it was broadly in line with the previous year. Both our system kitchen and bathroom sales fell regrettably year-over-year. Ratio of remodeling sales remained around the same level as the previous year, and we couldn't necessarily achieve our goal of growing in this area. As for the operating income, it was negatively impacted by surging material prices and adjustment in production. Due to those factors, we recorded operating losses of 300 million yen. As I have mentioned earlier, this loss includes loss of 300 million yen from the bad debt of our business partners. Next is others segment. In the fourth quarter, others segment overall saw a decline in both sales and income year-on-year. Compared to previous projections, sales declined but income was higher. Demand for automobile interior wood components as well as magnesium molded parts continued to be sluggish. Sales of golf products slowed sharply in Japan and Korea, reflecting the decline in business confidence. As for the full year results, both sales and income decreased year on year. Automobile interior wood components and magnesium molded parts recorded falls in sales and income due to reduced production by finished product manufacturers, a trend which had continued throughout the year. As I have mentioned earlier, in the golf products, sales slowed down in the second half of the term, especially in the fourth quarter after January, when retail sales of the golf club itself became stagnant. In the recreation business, the amount of operating losses shrank due to the handover of four facilities in the previous year. As we have recently announced, after delivering existing orders, We will be withdrawing from the magnesium molded parts business within this year. In the other segment overall, the sales amount was 30.8 billion yen, with operating losses of 2.1 billion yen. That is all for the overview of the full-year business results. Next on the agenda is fiscal year ending March 2010 business environment and performance forecast. As for the business environment, there is continued uncertainty, as it says on the slide. Due to that, it is very difficult to make assumptions that the business would make a turnaround anytime soon. However, we have hopes for recovery in the business-to-business component sales due to further adjustment in the inventory. We expect the yen to remain strong in the currency exchange. As for the material costs, we are now seeing reduction in the material prices after January, including the negotiation we are having. There is a trend of decline in material prices. As for the performance forecast itself, we predict lower year-on-year sales as well as income. Our assumptions for the exchange rate are 95 yen to a dollar and 120 yen to the euro. Due to this, the exchange rate impact will be huge by 29.7 billion yen. When we discount that impact, through implementation of price increase in some region and products, we expect 2% increase in actual sales year-on-year. We believe that measures to continuously improve our profitability as well as timely launch of new products will be the key. In order for us to achieve that goal, we will reconstruct the framework of our growth strategy for the future growth. Touching upon the performance enhancement program, last year, we faced a major change in the business environment. To tackle those issues, we have established back in November an organization called Management Reform Committee. This committee's role is to implement measures relating to short-term improvement in the operations, as well as to strengthen business and financial structures for the long term in a concentrated manner. As you can see on this slide, in implementing measures to improve short-term profitability, there has been activities to reduce expenses including labor costs and further cost reduction. Reviewing capital expenditures, negotiating for lower material costs, and raising product prices in response to change in exchange rates. Those are short-term measures. In improving mid- to long-term performance, the committee is to review each business segment and determine new directions in a concentrated manner, address unprofitable business segments, and come up with countermeasures. Implementing lower-cost operations to realize smaller-size headquarters. Those measures lead to what we have connected with an arrow, promoting business structural reform step by step. The third point is to restructure the framework for business growth, and we are having various discussion on this point. These activities aren't something that would go exactly in line with fiscal years, and this is not something we would say we will complete this and this by next spring. However, we believe it would be important to connect our discussion to clearly define growth strategy as soon as possible. This reviews the business structural reform we have already announced. I think many of you already have a good understanding of this. As previously announced, we will be withdrawing from magnesium molded part business. Please take a look at anticipated effects written on the right-hand side. There will be a savings impact of 2 billion yen in the medium term. In canceling our activities in the silicon microphone business, there will be a savings of 1.1 billion yen in this term, fiscal year ending March 2010. Impairment of non-current assets and goodwill will lead to savings of 3.2 billion yen this term. Breaking it down, the impact will be 1.4 billion yen in musical instruments, 1.7 billion in semiconductors, and 100 million yen in recreation. From the reorganization of piano manufacturing basis, there would be a limited impact of 100 million yen for this term, but in the medium term, after further reorganization has been completed, we believe we can expect approximately 500 million yen impact. In addition, we will further promote business structural reform. It is shown on this slide. I would be repeating myself, but we will conduct business review for further restructuring and implement it. We will scrutinize unprofitable businesses and make a response. We would also clarify our new growth strategies.
For fiscal year 2010 ending in March, we're expecting 439 billion yen in net sales, 6 billion yen in operating income and 3 billion yen in ordinary income, and positive zero net income. Our foreign exchange assumptions are 95 yen to the dollar and 120 yen to the euro. Let me explain our rationale behind these numbers. Our net sales are expected to be 439 billion yen after factoring in forex impact of 29.7 billion yen year on year. Our net sales are expected to increase by 9.4 billion yen, from which 5.1 billion is expected to come from our newly consolidated subsidiary operations. We had 13.8 billion yen in operating profit, and let me give you a breakdown for the 6 billion yen. The foreign exchange rate impact is 20.3 billion yen, which is quite significant. The retirement allowance liability will be 3.5 billion yen. The impact to reduce production is 6.7 billion yen. Against such negative impact, we're expecting to reduce expenses by 6.5 billion yen. Materials cost cutting should contribute 3 billion yen. Product price increases are expected to add 8.8 billion yen. And the effects of overall restructuring measures should generate 4.4 billion yen for the fiscal year. Our plan was to recover 22.7 billion yen, even though it has not been yet realized fully. Our net income is expected to be zero compared to minus 20.6 billion yen in the year just ended. As for our forecast of performance by business segment, you can see that our sales appear to show negative growth across all segments as indicated in the red in parentheses, especially for musical instruments and AVIT, the forex impact is quite substantial. The market environment for musical instruments remains quite challenging, and we realize it will take some time before the market recovers. The consumer credit crunch is likely to continue, especially in the United States, particularly for mid to high-end products such as pianos and synthesizers and wind instruments. We recognize that the market environment is likely going to make it difficult to sell those products. Our priority measures are to optimize inventories, cost and investments, and to launch new products in a timely manner, as well as strengthen our cost competitiveness. We need to further increase our production and cost competitiveness in China and Indonesia, and to streamline our facilities in places like Taiwan, the UK, and Kakegawa. We will also try to lower overall materials cost. On the other hand, we do not believe that the current economic situation is enough cause for us to increase our prices across the board. In light of our competitors and customer evaluation, we are trying to raise prices by selecting the right market and products as much as possible. Even though the growth markets are slowing down, there's no change in the fact that those markets are likely to grow in the mid to long term. As for Russia and India, the situation continues to be tough, especially in Russia. But we hope to be back on track and establish a solid infrastructure in preparation for our next stage of growth. Our net sales are expected to be 294 billion yen, with a forex impact of 23.4 billion yen for the musical instruments referred to on the previous page. And it virtually means a 5.7 billion yen net increase in our revenue, 9 billion yen in operating profit factors in, a negative 16.3 billion yen forex impact. So we are expecting to have an actual operating income of 7.3 billion yen. Here we have a breakdown for the first half and second half by market. For the Japanese operations, 132.2 billion yen includes operating revenues from music schools and tuning. As you may know, we're expecting almost flat revenue year on year, including new consolidations. Similarly, for North America, with 600 million yen from our newly consolidated subsidiaries, we're aiming to achieve 7% growth overall. The percent figures show actual comparisons excluding forex impact. As for Europe, this 1.2 billion yen accounts for 2%. So we're aiming for a flat or just a slight growth excluding that net 2% impact in Europe. Hong Kong is included as a part of our China sales, but the Hong Kong market is facing quite a tough time right now. If we were to incorporate negative factors, we are talking about 4% positive growth for the overall Chinese market and 9% positive growth for mainland China alone. Speaking of other emerging markets, 2 billion yen accounts for 4.8% or almost 5% of our revenue. We expect to grow 10% in other regions. About half of the growth is expected to come from new consolidations we plan to further grow. As for our sales breakdown by product, we're determined to increase our sales, especially in the second half, as you can see by the red figures in parentheses. We are expecting some effects from raising prices across the board. Sales of pianos will decline in terms of volume, as indicated in the bottom chart, but we expect our revenue to go up as a result of price increases. This is common across all products, such as wind instruments, digital musical instruments, electrons, string and percussion instruments, and PAs. Other than that, we have unique situations concerning wind instruments in the U.S. Some orders placed last year will be paid for in the current fiscal year, which will result in an increase in revenue. We expect some new product launches toward the second half of the year in digital musical instruments, such as digital pianos, portable keyboards, electronic drums. As for string and percussion instruments, orders for the second half of this year appears to be rather high, although this is driven by the fact that sales in the second half of last year were rather sluggish. Let me describe our plan for the emerging market. We plan to grow continuously in Eastern Europe and aim to achieve 7% growth this fiscal year. Russia experienced a major slowdown in the previous year, so even though 54% sounds like a big number, if you look at absolute figures, revenue is expected to reach 2.7 billion compared to 2.4 billion the year before. So that is the level of growth that we are talking about. In China, growth is expected to be 4% as mentioned earlier, but it will be 9% if we look only at mainland China. We'd like to achieve a double-digit growth somehow. In the Middle East, our plan suggests a slight increase. As for Latin America, we aim to achieve a double-digit growth. As for our product portfolio, as we have explained previously, we expect our growth to be mainly driven by the blue portion representing digital musical instruments, centering on digital pianos and portable keyboards, with the exception of China. A strategy for China is to grow our piano line, which is likely to be a major driver in addition to portable keyboards and PAs. AV and IT businesses. Let me address our priority measures. We have greatly expanded our product offerings. Conventionally, our sales were concentrated around AV receivers, but we have been trying to expand our revenue streams since last year. We have started to have more complete product offerings since the end of last year and continuing throughout this year. Thus, we plan to expand sales of our new models of mid to high-end AV receivers, which have been launched. As for front surround speakers, based on one bar solution, YSP front surround speaker with a furniture stand is quite popular, especially in the Japanese market, and we are planning to expand our sales, including those products. The major markets for hi-fi or pure hi-fi would be mainly Japan and Europe, and we have tried to enhance our product offerings and have introduced some new products already. We have more complete offerings available for desktop audio equipment, which we started last year, so we'd like to work on more product development and introduce them to the marketplace. In terms of manufacturing, we would like to have more in-house parts manufacturing to provide added values. The cost of materials should be reduced continuously as well. Although the router market has been shrinking, our new products have been highly appreciated by our customers as we launched some products last year. and our market share has been on the rise. Therefore, we hope to continue efforts in that area. As for our conferencing systems, we recognize that it will be difficult to aim for growth everywhere in the world. So we would like to focus on Japan and China. With 53 billion in sales and 6.1 billion from Forex impact for ABIT, we're essentially talking about a net revenue increase of 2.4 billion from Forex impact of 6.1 billion. There was a significant Forex impact of negative 4.2 billion on operating income as well. That's minus 500 million yen means positive 4.8 billion year on year. In electronic devices, we will enhance our profitability by reducing our fixed cost and try to add more value to our LSI devices for mobile phones and continue our efforts in maintaining them as long as possible. As for digital amplifiers, amusement sound source, graphic LSIs, we would like to sustain our revenue, even though we're expecting minus 1 billion yen in operating profit. There's no change in our lifestyle-related products, but we'd like to enhance our remodeling business by further expanding sales channels, which are strong in that area. In addition, we have a plan to sell kitchen counters made of artificial marble products. On the other hand, we will strengthen manufacturing cost competitiveness with the aim of achieving 43 billion in net sales with 500 million yen in operating profit. As for other businesses, we have and will continue to reduce break-even points for automobile interior wood components while we expect to see a recovery in orders. The launch cycle of new golf products is becoming shorter and shorter, even though the market environment is nothing but optimistic. The competition in new product development is getting even more fierce, so we need to continue our efforts in product development so as not to fall behind our competition. As for our recreation business, we will make the most of each facility's attractions in Tsumugoi and Katsuragi, and have managed to make the business profitable. Even though we cannot necessarily be optimistic about the market outlook, we like to promote our characteristics in order to generate more revenue. Speaking of our magnesium business, we will secure a solid delivery of products we have committed and wind down our production smoothly as much as possible. In that sense, we will still have to keep the magnesium business for another year. Our forecast on automobile interior wood components still remains challenging at this point, and we are expecting an operating loss of 2 billion yen. Our inventories at the end of last year were 10.5 billion yen higher than the previous year. For this fiscal year end, we are trying to control our inventory level to be 72.5 billion, which is equivalent to the previous level. As for CapEx, depreciation, and R&D expenses, we have been reducing our CapEx for this year. As described, we ended the previous fiscal year with 22.6 billion yen in CapEx. We will try to optimize our inventory level even further this year to 18.3 billion yen. Our basic stance is to manage our CapEx within the range of our depreciation cost, even though this has not been the case in the past several years. In the last fiscal year, the CapEx spending exceeded our depreciation cost. This is mainly due to our planned investment of 3.3 billion yen in the new Ginza building this fiscal year. In addition, we are working on the integration of Kakigawa facilities as part of our manufacturing facility streamlining strategy. We're investing 1 billion yen 4. The integration of a grand piano facilities at our headquarters into Kakegawa. We have the Shaoshan facility, which we are trying to convert into a wind instrument facility in China. We're estimating 1.6 billion yen, including the amount of investment for the new building construction there, combining our investment in Ginza as well as in integration of manufacturing facilities. It adds up to 6 billion yen. Since we're not terminating those types of investments, we still have to bear a high level of CapEx, even though we should be able to bring down the level of CapEx starting from the next fiscal year. Our R&D expenses are expected to be 21 billion yen. Next is our balance sheet. There was a major fluctuation from March 08 compared to March 09. As you can see here, with a reduction of 62 billion yen in our cash and deposits, the major reasons are dividend payouts, corporate income tax payments, and share buybacks. Another major change was seen in non-current assets from 264.6 billion yen to 206.9 billion yen, an almost 58 billion reduction